Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and it's what? It's a Wrap Wednesday, and we're going to be talking to the Reverend and Director, Reverend Frederick Shaw from CCHR, which is Citizens Commission on Human Rights, today. But first, let me congratulate Kamala Harris on her bid and win for Vice President of the United States of America. This is historical. She is the first woman. She is African American and South Asian, an AKA a Howard grad. She is absolutely amazing. She's been in law, and I'm telling you, I think we're going to have a great choice this year to get the elements out of the White House in that office to make everything flow like it should and get equality that everyone needs. But right now we're going to talk to Reverend Frederick Shaw and what he does and how everything should be as mental health care watchdogs with Citizens Commission of Human Rights. Hi, Reverend Frederick. How are you?
How are you doing, my sister? How's everything?
Very good, very good. Thank you for being here today. We're so happy to have you. Tell us about everything. Tell us about yourself and tell us about CCHR. Explain to the people what that is.
Well, I'm Reverend Frederick Shaw. I am the international spokesperson and director of public affairs for the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. I'm also the executive director of the Inglewood South Bay branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And I'm just happy to be on your show today. And CCHR is a mental health watchdog organization that exposes psychiatric abuses. And so things like electric shock, the horrible effects of psychiatric drugs, those are the type of things that we talk about, physical restraints on children, leading a lot of times we investigate the cause of what's going on behind law enforcement and its medical model of racism that comes from psychiatry. So these are the type of things that we do.
That's absolutely amazing. I have personally dedicated my time as a volunteer educator for this cause, and I've been knowing Reverend Frederick Shaw for about, 3 to 4 years now? And
right.
I can say, when you go into this museum and you see what he has done in order to get the word out to the African American community, to the churches, to or other organizations, and anywhere internationally, this is where it starts. And he is that person. So it's absolutely amazing, people. And when you go through and you go into this, it's like a museum, and you see the history of how it began. You see everything that he's talking about from way back when to now. It's scary and amazing at the same time. So we thank you for doing everything that you're doing in order to get the word out. Now, I'll say this. We started our Monday Movie Classics with a film called Gaslight. It's a film noir, and it was concerning a male with Oscar award winning Ingrid Bergman being pushed to think she was insane in order to be killed for her inheritance. Now, this occurs in everyday life right now, even if it's not about that. So I suggest everyone also go to the CCHR YouTube channel and watch the documentaries. They are absolutely riveting and eye-opening. So also, Reverend Frederick, can you, I know we have the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, and you all have something to say about that as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, well, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual on Mental Disorders are basically, most people think that this is a book that has statistics in it, that this book have diagnosis and so forth. And what this book actually is a billing book. It is a book that they can use the codes to bill the insurances and government and different entities for payment. It is not, there's no statistics even in the book. And you have things in this book as, such as mathematical disorder and adolescent defiant disorder and caffeine disorder and all of these things, and these are not proven by scientific studies or analysis. It is actually created by a vote of hands in the conventions of psychiatry. And so, you know, you will have the same diagnosis treated several different ways with several different drugs. There's no scientific basis to it at all.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear that, people? Now, this was film. The film noir we watched was way back in the day. This is now. This is 2020. This is going on right now with forced drugging and everything in between for a political cause or just some nasty, evil, racial something. And it blows my mind to hear Reverend Frederick Shaw speak, because it's something that we innately know, but because they are classified as certain doctors or whatever, and we feel like we should just believe them, but that is not the case. Can you tell us what motivated you to be a part of CCHR?
Well, it started with my youngest son. He's over 40 now. But when he was in elementary school, he was diagnosed with dyslexia. And they told me that it was incurable. And a friend of mine told me, no, he knew a school that dealt with that. I put him in that school or that program. And then he came home one day and said, Dad, I don't think I had it anymore. I had him sent. I told the school that I had sent him to my own private therapist, and that they wanted him reevaluated. They reevaluated and couldn't tell that he ever had dyslexia. So I basically, having grown up in Compton in the streets and so forth, and being a law enforcement officer at one time in my life, I was inquisitive. And I'm saying, wait a minute, they told me that it was not curable, but my son, not somebody else's child, not somebody I heard, my son had been cured of it. So then I started saying, how many kids are being diagnosed that are not actually having a problem or some type of disability? And that led me on the quest, and then the person told me about CCHR, and then I started reading the material and looking at films, and then I started realizing that this was a money-making racket and it wasn't based on any truth. And that became scary. And, you know, sometimes God gives each one of us the lane that we can use to help mankind. And I thought this was my lane.
Well, I'm thankful that is your lane. I have my own personal story with this, and we'll be talking about that later on this evening, but thank you so much for doing what you do. People don't know how much of a superhero you are, as well as CCHR, in order to be the mental health care watchdogs, to have someone come in and speak for you, to have someone come in, take up that armor that is needed to protect individuals from false and false, basically false imprisonment as psychiatric slaves and being children being taken away. So this is absolutely amazing. So thank you for that from all of us. So also, whatever you want to say, give us some facts, please do so right now. And we're all ears, we're ready to hear.
Well, this evening, I would like to, when we come back, I'd like to give a little bit of statistics on how African-American children are somewhat overrepresented in fields, be it in education with mental health, be it with, I want to go into the medical model this evening. But more than that, right now, I just want to thank you for being on the show. There's something that has occurred that you don't know about. We have developed a national task force on eugenics-based racism, and it is a national task force. We have people all over the nation right now, Washington, New York, Arizona, Philadelphia, Texas, everywhere joining this task force. And because of the work you do and the support you have done for CCHR, I would like to make you a member of that national task force against eugenics racism. So
thank you.
Because we can get into more tonight, but what you're doing, the support you have shown to me and CCHR, just having me on the show and having the courage to bring this to the public, I appreciate you greatly. And if it's okay with you, I will put you on that task force.
Thank you. Y'all heard it here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I am not only an educator, I am on now summoned by Reverend Frederick Shaw, the international director, to be on the task force, and I am proud to be able to say yes. At certain times, you all, when you find out what you're here to do, and you must do that, you got to stay in your lane, whether it's fighting for racial equality, whether it's fighting for equal rights and pay, women's rights, children's rights, you need to know where you belong. And that's why we also have Cleopatra Memphis Studios, because it's education for the arts, because we can put out films that talk about this very thing. We can also win an Academy Award one day about what this actually is without all the fluff, documentaries about the facts of what's going on. So I take it on proudly, and I'm glad to be a part of the team. Thank you so much for that.
If I could say one thing, if anyone wants to find more information about CCHR, just look at cchrint.org, cchrint.org, or you can contact me directly if you want to know about the task force, fshawjr@yahoo.com, fshawjr@yahoo.com.
Did you all hear this? This is where you need to go. And if you can, give us the address to the museum when things get past this pandemic. We need to have people come in to the museum. You need to see firsthand what's going on and just go through that experience at least once in your life. If you come to Hollywood, it's on Sunset Boulevard. You need to check it out. So, Reverend Frederick Shaw, can you give us the address to Citizens Commission on Human Rights in Hollywood?
Yes. That's 6616 Sunset Boulevard. It's three blocks east of Highland. And you're more than welcome when we open back up. But one of the surprises that we have is that the museum soon will be on virtual tour. So you'll be able to tour the whole museum, read all of the information, see the videos, everything from the comfort of your home.
That's absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And we've been waiting for that. Certainly, I can say yes, because I couldn't get enough people in there when I wanted to. But boy, being that everything is virtual now, that is brilliant. Thank you, CCHR, for doing this for us and our community. So we're going to wrap this show up for It's a Wrap Wednesday, meaning it's a wrap for anything negative going on in your world. It's a wrap for the mental health care institutions that are using people in a derogatory, negative manner. We have CCHR to be our mental health care watchdogs, and we have our task force to also put that into play. So you can also email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And if you want to, always feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And we will make sure your opinion and your story is heard. So until next time, people, be great.